the Sheriff's Association of Texas has a legislative committee, and I serve as the chairman of that committee. And we have reviewed a number of issues and set positions on them, and certainly one of them is related to marijuana, and that's both the decriminalization and any attempts to legalize for medical purposes or recreational purposes. And the Sheriff's Association position, which was ratified at our July conference, is that we are going to oppose any effort to decriminalize marijuana or legalize medical marijuana or any of the components of marijuana, and then, of course, vigorously oppose the legalization of recreational marijuana.
And it says in the article, it would make those caught with an ounce of pot or less subject to only $100 fine. Do you think that, you know, people would be more likely to carry it on them and to use it if that were the case, if they knew they were only facing a $100 fine?
You know, I don't think so. You know, the fact that it's illegal substance is the point. Whether a $100 fine is a punishment enough to cut back on someone's possession, or I doubt it. But the point for us is that it is an illegal substance. There are not only social but criminal justice concerns for the use and abuse of marijuana, and it is illegal in Texas, and we'd like it to see it stay that way.
He said in the article, Moody, this representative, said he's only heard positive feedback, and, you know, he says, I haven't heard a lot of the pushback that you might expect. Do you think something like this could stand? Do you think one of these, you know, this bill could pass?
Well, the greatest concern that we have as the Sheriff's Association and the sheriffs of Texas is that we look at states like Colorado and Oregon and Washington that have all legalized marijuana, and that effort starts with the decriminalization of marijuana, and then it's the next step is to legalize the use of medical marijuana for medical purposes, and then of course once all that is been in place, then they come back and they try to legalize marijuana for any purpose. And so we see it as basically the camel's nose under the tent, and once one of these gives way, it leads to the others. And so we're going to oppose the decriminalization with the knowledge that it is likely to lead to ultimate legalization of marijuana.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about the topic?
You know, it's going to be an interesting session with that being one of many topics that we'll be involved with. But I can tell you that we've had interaction with the sheriffs of Colorado and the sheriffs of Washington and Oregon, and we've had input from them, and they can honestly say that a lot of problems have resulted from the legalization, and the ramifications are just now being understood. So I think Texas could avoid all that and just leave it alone. We have the criminal justice system, and in each community and county the prosecutors can make decisions on how to charge cases ultimately, and how what punishment's appropriate, and that system works currently, and it ought to be left alone to continue to work.